One object of these islahijah says is that the whole of deen must come into our lives. So we know in our deen, our ulama said there are five branches of deen. Not the one is the five pillars of Islam, but there are five branches of deen which a person for his own life he has to bring into it for him to be a perfect Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kaffa. O people of Iman, enter into Islam completely. So the whole of deen has to come into our lives. This includes our aqaid, our beliefs must be correct. Number two, our ibadat, acts of worship. Number three, our mu'amalat, our monetary dealings. Number four, mu'ashirat, our social etiquette. And number five, our akhlaq and character. When all of them are found in a person, then we can say he is a perfect Muslim, he is a complete Muslim. So far we have discussed three. The fourth one is mu'ashirat, our social etiquette. We do not live individually, but in a society, where all the time you are interacting with other people. Islam has explained how a person must live with others. Rights of parents, children, spouses, neighbors, in-laws, family members, teachers, students, friends, all have been explained. It is necessary for every person to find out the rights of others on him. He must then try to fulfill the rights of others. Islamic social life is based on the following important principles. Number one, we must not cause harm to any other person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a complete believer is he who other Muslims are saved from his tongue and hands. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the blood, the honor and property of a Muslim are sacred to another Muslim. This means that a Muslim must not cause the slightest difficulty, inconvenience, harm, displeasure and ill feeling to any other fellow being. Because a Muslim interacts generally with other Muslims, the word Muslim is used here. But even a non-Muslim, we should not cause harm to him. Otherwise, a Muslim must make an intention and endeavor not to cause any difficulty whatsoever to Muslims, non-Muslims, animals, and even the environment. So this is one of the qualities we have to bring within our lives. And may Allah give us tawfiq, firstly in our own homes. We do not cause taklif and difficulty to our spouses, family members. Number two, fulfillment of rights. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, each one of you is a guardian and you are answerable for your charge. The leader is a guardian and is answerable for those under him. The man is a guardian over his family and he is answerable for his family members. The woman is a guardian over her husband's house and is answerable on the day of Qiyamah. The servant is a guardian over his master's wealth and he is also answerable. So every one of you is a guardian and every one of you is responsible and answerable for those who are under him. In the whole world today, people are fighting for their rights. They are demanding their rights. Islam teaches us we must try to fulfill the rights of others, as each person will be questioned about these on the day of Qiyamah. As for our own rights, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be acts of discrimination in other matters which you will dislike after I depart from this world. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, what do you order us to do, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He replied, that you fulfill your duties and you ask Allah ta'ala for your rights. So make dua to Allah ta'ala for your rights. You must try to fulfill the rights of others. Number three, foregoing of one's rights and forgiveness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever gives up telling lies in support of a false claim, a palace will be built for him in the outskirts of Jannah. Whoever gives up fighting, arguing when he is in the right, a palace will be built for him in the middle of Jannah. So you are right, you are having a fight with someone, you say, never mind, what you are saying is correct, and you know you are right. One palace will be built for you in the middle of Jannah. And whoever has good akhlaq and character, a palace will be built for him in the highest places of Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, no charity ever decreased wealth. No person pardoned another, but Allah ta'ala increased him in honor. You make someone maaf, forgive him, Allah will increase you in honor. And whichever person humbled himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala elevates that person. So this is the third quality, forgiving, overlooking people, what they have done wrong to us. Number four, honoring and serving another. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no youngster shows respect to an old man because of his old age, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint someone to show respect to him when he becomes old. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said in another hadith, beware of suspicion because it is the worst of lies. Do not eavesdrop. Do not spy on one another. Do not compete against each other with regards to worldly matters. Do not be jealous of each other. Do not bear malice towards each other. And do not turn away from each other. O servants of Allah, remain like brothers as Allah has commanded you. A Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. He neither wrongs him, abandons helping him, nor does he belittle him. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed to his chest and three times he said, taqwa, taqwa hauna, piety is here, piety is here, piety is here. It is sufficient as a sin to despise one's Muslim brother. Everything belonging to a Muslim is unlawful to another Muslim. His life, his honor and his wealth. Allah does not look at your bodies, nor your appearances. Rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your amal and your actions. So this is the fourth thing. We must honor and serve one another, to not cause harm to one another. Number five, simplicity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, simplicity is part of iman. Simplicity is part of iman. When a person adopts simplicity, it becomes easier to fulfill the rights of others, and one is saved from jealous eyes. Simplicity should be adopted in our dressing, in our homes, in our vehicles, in our nikahs and marriages, and in the times of funeral, in our funerals. Number six, humility, tawadhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who has got one atom's weight of pride in his heart will not enter Jannah. A person asked, O Nabi of Allah, a person likes that his clothing be beautiful and his shoes be beautiful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Allah is beautiful and loves beauty. Pride means you oppose the truth, you do not accept the truth, and you look down upon people. Only by humility will unity be created. Today we are talking of unity, only with humility it will be created. As long as pride is existent, there will always be fight and disunity. Number seven, abstain from the ways of the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not incline to those who oppress, otherwise the fire will touch you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever imitates a nation is regarded amongst them. In every aspect, Islam has its own system and way of life. We should endeavor to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and our pious predecessors in all our actions. So in short, these are seven principles. Our Islamic social life is based on them. Do not cause harm to any other person. Fulfill the rights of others. Forgo your own rights and forgive people. Honor and serve one another. Live a simple life. Have humility within oneself and abstain from the ways of the disbelievers. Study the kitab Adab al-Mu'asharat of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi, wherein many of these teachings have been explained. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to practice on the whole of deen. Not just a certain section of deen we are practicing and we feel we are good Muslims, but the whole of deen has to come into our lives. Allah give us tawfiq.